Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. My name's Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support recently. We're loving creating this podcast every week for you guys. And if you would do us a huge favor, please rate us on iTunes, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Spotify. And yeah,
it would mean a lot to us. It's a good time. This week's episode is all things fall. So we're going to be talking about our favorite products, our favorite fall music, lifestyle picks, outfits, places we like to buy sweaters from, so much.
All of the fall vibes, and it's starting to somewhat finally get a little crisp in the air. Not really, but I felt it this morning.
Like the 60s. We love that.
Instead of waking up to like humidity, it's more of like a breeze, which I definitely appreciate. Yeah.
And like the very tips of our trees are turning colors, like the leaves. So it'll be great.
Later in the week, like I have the weather pulled up right now, it's gonna be like 70, high of 70, high of 68. So it's gonna definitely be dropping
that
soon.
That means
so.
In the morning and at night it's gonna be like cold.
Oh, I love that. When you could put a pullover on. But the thing about Georgia is though, you put on your like crazy like knits and everything, and then by the midday you're like, okay, it is summer weather. Like, do you feel the same way?
Yes, it's the same thing in Florida where like when it does get cold. It's like you have to wear layers because it won't last the whole day. But it does get cold here. Like I like in January, February, like we're gonna be chilly. But I know, like, I'm from the south.
I don't bring my, like, huge, heavy winter coat to school. I never have, but, like, I'll layer up, though. Yeah.
There's this jacket from Lululemon that I'm going to buy when it gets really cold. It's, like that puffer style, but they're, like, long. They're, like, parkas. But, like, I get cold because I walked all my classes because I'm so close that I, like, feel like I need a jacket.
I feel like I don't really need, like, a heavy jacket, though. Like, that might be, like, the perfect material.
Yeah,
like,
what you're describing. I'll send you a link.
Yeah, because, like, the down jackets, that's too much. Like,
it needs to be... It's just
a
puffer.
My mom buys me, like, gloves and stuff for Christmas. I'm like, aww. I just simply don't need these, though. Like,
I'm so excited for the holidays.
Me too.
My favorite is, like, waking up on Christmas and, like, watching, like, your haul. And, like,
oh, my God,
sales. I love it. So, let's get into our highlights and lowlights of this last week.
So, I think both of us have the same highlight because we kind of experienced, not the same weekend, because we literally only ran into each other, like, twice, which...
Which is still, like, kind of crazy
still
considering.
Because it's a pretty big city. We both went to New Orleans for... Is it New Orleans or New Orleans?
It's New Orleans, apparently, but I've said New Orleans my whole life.
Really?
Well, not really, but, like, kind of. Okay. I say both.
It slips up, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, NOLA.
Just call it NOLA. For future sakes.
So. I didn't know what NOLA was until coming to UGA.
Really?
Like, I didn't know NOLA was a thing, but I guess it stands for New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was like, what? Why is everyone going to NOLA? Like, what's that? Yeah, Pensacola? Yeah. Like, I was so confused.
Oh, my gosh. Nope. It's a little different than Pensacola.
Yeah. But we both went to New Orleans. We had this, like, organized trip. And it was for the LSU versus UGA game.
Yeah, and Baton Rouge is where LSU is, and that's definitely far away from NOLA. I didn't realize that. It was like an hour and a half drive.
Yeah.
And then there was some traffic.
My friends and I opted out. Brooke went to the tailgate at the, like, in Baton Rouge, but we stayed in New Orleans.
Yeah, I didn't go to the game, which I'm kind of glad I didn't for, we'll get to that reason.
Yeah, my lows.
But anyways, yeah, NOLA is a 21-year-old, I just have to say, it's literally an adult Disney World. People are running up and down the streets just being absolutely insane, and the fact that you can, like, the open container thing still blows my mind. Like, I told my friends at home, I was like, yeah, you just, like, walk out of the bars, like, with your drink in hand, and, like, you just can't get in trouble. Like,
I saw all that, and I was like, what?
Actually, unbelievable. Yeah, you don't even think about it, too, because, like, here, you just obviously can't do that. And then there, like, everybody has, and they have, like, crazy drinks. You probably saw all the cups and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I did. It's kind of insane.
Yeah, and there's so many, like, bachelorette parties, and, like.
I swear, every bachelorette party ever was there.
And birthdays, and, like, everyone wears matching shirts. It's kind of like a crazy weekend.
New Orleans,
if you take your trip,
is like
there.
I felt like at some points I was in Europe for some reason.
I can see that with like the old timey like architecture and stuff. Yeah,
and just like
the culture.
Yeah, the culture. It's like not real world. Like
it's not. Like, no, it's not a real place. Like it's not. Imagine living there. But I guess you don't like go to Bourbon Street though. If you,
I have
like,
friends
live
that
there,
go to Tulane, which is in New Orleans, and she was like, "Yeah, we don't really like hang out there." Like she told me places they go. They go to like some really cool like rooftops and stuff. One of the which was at our hotel is like one of the really popular.
Really?
Rooftops. Yeah, we didn't go, but like you can go in under. So.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, I had a great weekend with my pals. We actually drove up. This was like the highlight of it all because I am a really really poor driver on the highway, and a lot of my roommates have like not older cars but like somewhat older cars that they wouldn't want to drive literally 500 miles there, 500 miles back in, so they were like, okay, let's just figure out another alternative means of transportation. And my friend Alicia's dad drove us in a van. Like there was like 10 of us in a van. It was so fun.
That is
yeah
so
it was
fun.
Like the ideal senior year trip. This was like our big are like our big trip. We're not, we go to the Florida game, I guess.
But that's spring break.
Right? And spring break. But those are like the three, senior year blowout. Like,
senior year blowout.
Big summer blowout. What is that from Frozen? Big, yoo-hoo, big summer blowout. That's from,
I haven't have seen
Have you
that
never
movie.
Seen Frozen? Oh, that's a
yoo-hoo.
No, they do. That's what the guy in the store says. And it's like, yeah. So anyways, but also I just have to say, I also ran on McDonald's this weekend, so I need to like get back at it. And like, what about you?
We actually stopped at McDonald's like twice.
And twice. I think I ate there three times over the trip.
I like don't want to see another fast food restaurant.
Same, yeah. Same.
Well, on that note, my high was also going to New Orleans, and I, it's fun as a 20-year-old as well.
You had a classier experience.
I like told my friends, I was like, I want to like actually explore New Orleans. Like, mm-hmm. So I actually opted, I didn't want to take the bus because like the bus that they had organized, it took like 13 hours and lots of things happened. Their bus broke down, all this stuff.
Tires
flew away and all this stuff. So I drove my car and I just got my speaker fixed. So my music was sounding great. Me and three of my friends went and it literally on Friday when we drove, I drove the whole way. I like was doing great. We were going to switch off. I drove all 8 hours. We listened to music. We talked. We played all the card games you could possibly think of. And then yesterday, like we kind of switched off driving, but it was so fun. Except like Brooke said, it was a lot of McDonald's stops. Like there weren't a lot of like I was like, can we like go to a Chipotle? We actually went to Chipotle yesterday.
Oh, yum.
We like would find places to go.
Yum.
But my like favorite parts of New Orleans, this was my first time in New Orleans. It is a lot nicer than I thought it was. It was so exciting because we were driving in and I was like, there's ocean. Like yeah. We saw water, there was palm trees. I felt like I was at home. My favorite thing, everywhere we walked, there were jazz bands. I was thriving. At one point, we were like walking around French Quarter and there was this really good jazz band. And I made my friends stand with me and listen to this band for probably like 30 minutes. I like tipped them and they were just so good. So I vlogged this weekend. So
I'm so excited to watch. I was in it at one point, I think.
Yeah, I vlogged you because I literally ran into Brooke like twice. It's kind of funny.
Outside our hotel. We stayed right in like the French Quarter. Where did you stay?
We stayed like 20 minutes like a walk. So
gotcha.
It wasn't like in any sort of area, but it was easy and I really liked it. Nice. And our hotel, we stayed at like a boutique hotel and it was so funny because my friends were like, wait, this is like a really fun thing to like travel on the weekends. And I was like, do you guys understand why I leave all the
time? Yeah.
They were like, wait, can we like go on a trip with you? Like now
that's
they're like,
so fun. Yeah.
I was like, well, if honestly I can probably get a hotel to comp nice. Like they're all about it now.
Oh, that's so fun.
So now they understand why I like to go on weekend trips. And we had some beignets, really good.
We did not, and I'm rather upset about it, yeah.
I mean, we didn't get them from Café Du Monde, the popular place.
Oh, you
didn't? The line was so long, and I was like, let's just go to this place called Café Beignet. It was literally next to it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I
saw that place, I think. Is that, like, kind of, like, somewhat
It was nicer. It was literally right next to it.
It's, like, by my hotel, where my hotel kind of was. No?
Maybe. I, like, forget. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a lot of just, like, walking around getting lost, but all in all, we like New Orleans. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait to go there as a 21-year-old because I feel like it's just like, even just being able to go into places, I feel like it would just be fun. But I had fun just walking around, honestly.
Road trips are so fun, too.
Like, road trips are fun if you're with good people.
If you're, like, I had the best people with me, and the drive was so long and, like, absurd, but, it, like, I would so, like,
oh,
so much
blast.
Fun. Great people. Great laughs. We just laugh. Like, I love laughing at, like, stupid stuff.
I got
like, getting
so
caught.
Delirious. Yeah. Slap happy.
Slap happy. Mood. Okay.
Big mood. And we both also have the same low.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, if you guys watched the game, the Georgia game, then you would know Dogs took the big L this weekend.
We lost. And I was literally so upset. Like, we watched the first half at a restaurant. And then the second half, we were so sad because there was a ton of LSU fans. We, like, went and watched the second half of the hotel because we were, like, sad.
I saw that you left. We stayed at I was in Baton Rouge. Which is where, LSU is. So I went to, like, that big tailgate with, like, the program that we, like, went to, I guess, on the LSU trip with. It was, like, a sort of college trip where you, like, pay a flat fee and, like, get to do everything.
Yeah.
Like, all-inclusive.
Yeah.
Kind of. No, I don't want to. We won't say the name.
We won't promote that.
Yeah. but then we went to, like, I went with a smaller group. A lot of people were like, let's stay at, like, these tailgates. And they were kind of, like, not my vibe. But then we went to this restaurant called, I have the bracelet on. It's called Walk-Ons.
Oh, there's one in New Orleans as well. We almost went
really?
There. Yeah.
It was actually like really like good food, good vibes. And I heard the LSU fans were not very aggressive. I've heard that like they can be kind of
mean.
Aggressive. Yeah. Like I've had friends had stories that like they went to the game and like the fans were being like really rude to them. But I guess Georgia can kind of be that way too. Like, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a true diehard Georgia fans can be very aggressive.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
Yeah. But not, maybe not as aggressive. I don't know. This is all just hearsay.
Yeah.
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
So then we went to walk on to watch the game there. And it was just a very depressing.
Because we were undefeated. Game. And, like, I, like, honestly thought we were going to win. And I had hope the second half because I feel like we're a second half team. And it was just sad. Like, we literally went all the way to New Orleans. Not that I know.
Do you feel like, I feel like it was kind of a disappointment, like, the performance, too, like, of the game. I was like, what is happening?
And, like, all of us were like, the other quarterback should have been in instead. But then I, like, literally went and, like, looked at articles and the coach was saying, like, there's a lot more that was happening. Like,
I'm sure. It's always deeper level. Like, you don't know.
Yeah, it's just so hard to watch and not comment on things. Like, me and my friends were, one of my friends was making the funniest comments that I really just can't even say on air. But like,
on air,
but they were so funny. I'll have to tell you later. I was just laughing so hard. Oh, like, it was just fun. So yeah, that's our New Orleans recap.
I would recommend going. I would say, like, worth the trip to anyone if you desire to go there.
I, like, had, like, mediocre expectations, and they just really went high.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you set the bar low, and then you are amazed. Yeah.
I literally wasn't, like, when we got there, I was so happy, but.
Agree. Yeah.
So, yeah, just a couple announcements.
Yes, yes.
We need some gals on the go who can help.
We love this. Okay, so we're looking for a few things. We're trying to up the podcast game. Specifically, we're looking for a jingle, which
jingle all the way.
Should we, like, define what a jingle is? Because when we first heard this, we were like, what is a jingle?
Yeah. Well, so we're really wanting to, you know, create more of an organized podcast, even though we feel like it's pretty organized, but we do want to, like, have a jingle and, like, make it more uniform. So when we say that, we want, like, a jingle that, like, is, like, at the beginning of the podcast where it's, like, welcome to Gals on the Go. One before, like, highlights and lowlights, like, something like that. So if you guys know someone or you're talented in that realm and, like, can help us with that, email us at brookeanddaniellepodcast@gmail.com. It'll be in, like, the description of this podcast. We're also looking for graphic designers.
Yes, so if you have any of those skill sets, we love to support fellow gals on the go. It would be a fun little club. People have been tagging us, like, in their Instagram edits and stuff, but this is more, like, higher level. I think we're looking for, like, people who are, like, definitely, like, skilled.
Yeah, so, like, we're potentially looking at a new podcast cover album thing, and, yeah, so we just,
all of the various things, and we'd love to support other gals who can hustle. So yeah, we love that.
And one more announcement. This is crazy. If you guys don't know, I will be attending Stay U Orlando. It's an event that's going to, I'm going to be as a special guest at Joey Kidney's event. And for those of you guys who don't know, Joey Kidney's actually my ex-boyfriend. He's a fellow social media dude. And he invited me at his event. This is actually going to be my first time seeing him since we broke up. It should be interesting. But it's on Friday, November 2nd at Craft and Common Coffee in Orlando. And I would seriously love if you guys came. Like, we're doing a meetup and a panel. It's going to be on Friday, November 2nd from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Tickets start at $25 for general admission. And then it goes up from there. It's a meet and greet and a panel, like I said. General admission, which is $25, comes with a coffee. And if you get the VIP, you get pasta, too. And coffee and pasta are, like, our favorite things ever. So it's going to be a fun time. And if you guys do buy tickets, like, send me a picture of your seat. Like, I'm so excited to meet you guys and, like, see you, Joey, because we're still really good friends. So it's going to be a fun time. So if you live in the area, I would love to meet you guys. So that's just my little announcement.
That sounds like a really great event, too, because I know from the event history that, like, we've been to, some of them, you don't really get a chance to, like, connect with your audience.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a really, really great one. I don't really know what about it, but thanks. I would come if I could.
And it's really cool because Joey's keeping it under 75 people, so make sure to get your tickets now because he wants it to be more of an intimate environment.
I love that.
So I'll have a link in the podcast description to buy tickets, and yeah, I'd love to meet you guys.
So now let's go ahead and hop into one of our favorite topics.
Fall.
All things fall.
Autumn.
Autumn? Do you call it autumn?
I call it fall, but I'm just, like, saying things.
It's the same thing, basically. Yeah. I feel like autumn's the more formal term for it. Like autumn.
Autumn.
Okay, so we basically just made some compilations of lists talking about our favorite fall things. This is, like, gonna get everybody very much on that fall vibe.
Yeah, just get you in that mood. We love fall, and yeah.
There's honestly nothing better than waking up on, like, a semi-cold day and, like, getting cozy in bed and, like, being, like, I just love those. Like, lazy days in the fall are the best days because you're not as cold as the winter, but, like, it's not like the summer.
I
don't know.
It's crazy. Like, if it's cold outside, I wake up and I can feel it, even though I have air conditioning. Like, you can feel when it's cold out. Like,
really?
I woke up this morning and I was like, it's cold outside. A little bit. Brooke's, like, laughing at me right now.
No. You're good. Okay, so I guess I'll go ahead and kick things off. Here we go with the picks. I'm going to start with food because who doesn't love food? Food is a major, major part of my life, as is everybody's. I love the Trader Joe's pumpkin bread. I just have to share my expression for, like, this is something that, like, when the season rolls around, I'm making pumpkin bread. Like, come to my house.
I've heard amazing things about this. I was, really? Like, looking at this list with Callie earlier when yeah. she was here, and she was like, I just bought 7 boxes yesterday. She literally bought 7 boxes.
Did she get the gluten-free or the regular?
I don't know.
Okay, because I actually really like the gluten-free one, and I was like, I heard that it was, like, healthier and whatnot because it does have gluten, but then I've heard that it's, like, less healthy because it's, like, you substitutes for gluten, so it's, like, not as good for you, but I honestly really like the taste of the gluten-free one. Yeah, so definitely pick it up. It's super cheap, and you can make a loaf for you and your friends, and you could, like, add nuts to it and stuff if you want to make it a little, like, heartier. That could Ooh. Be kind of, like, a fall vibe, or you could top it with, like, an icing. That so could be yummy.
Bake it, right?
Yeah, no, it's just a mix. You'd have to completely bake it yourself. But it's kind of, like, fun, like, the process of making, and then it smells up your whole house.
The process.
We love a process. But it smells up your whole house, like, super yummy. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
It's, like, almost like a cinnamon
candle.
Broom?
Yeah, like a cinnamon broom, almost like a candle.
I actually need to buy one of those cinnamon brooms per last week's episode.
Yeah, they sell them at Trader Joe's, too.
I'm going tonight. I cannot wait.
Oh, really? Oh,
so excited about so Trader Joe's. It's a great time.
Weekly stock up, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, well, it's actually, like, bi-weekly. Like, it's, or not bi-weekly, like, it's just been 2 weeks, so that doesn't make sense.
I haven't been in so long.
I literally have no food. Like, I had oatmeal for breakfast. I had to run to Starbucks to get a box to eat. Like, I have no food. I just have coffee here. So, I mean, that gets me somewhere, right?
So let's just only drink coffee. Yeah. Coffee diet.
But Trader Joe's pumpkin bread sounds amazing. I've also heard they have some other great seasonal items. Like, I want to try the butternut squash mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. Or, I tried that. I tried
that. You said it was good.
Yeah, when I was at home with my mom, she's like, oh, I just randomly picked this up. And we, like, both, like, tried it. So creamy. So delicious. You barely taste, like, the... Like, butternut squash, it sounds a little, like, odd that you put that in mac and cheese.
It.
But it's more of, like a, I don't want to say a harvest taste. Oh, my God. Am I actually okay? I'm like, it's a harvest taste. Like, what is a harvest tasting mac and cheese?
A harvest taste.
It's a,
what are you,
like,
a pilgrim? Like,
a pilgrim, yes, literally.
Oh, my God.
It's a different taste on a mac and cheese. It's worth a try, though. And you microwave it. I love a convenient meal.
I love a good frozen meal.
Yeah.
Love
it. They're so great.
I don't have any food favorites necessarily just because I'm starting to get into, like, the whole cooking vibe. But I just want to touch on pumpkin spice lattes. I only like them if they're hot, and, like, that's it. And, like, I don't even really order
really?
Them. Really? I tried. So, my little, she started drinking coffee because of me. I'm not kidding.
Oh, no.
She literally, I feel bad. Like, I actually converted her.
You need it in college, though. Like, that's a great time to start.
Yeah, and she made me try, she gets iced vanilla lattes, but she made me try a salted caramel mocha frappuccino. Oh, my God. It is so
Does
good.
That have coffee in it, or is
It does, okay. but I don't know how much.
Like, one
I
shot, like, espresso?
Yeah, I want to see, like, I'm going to order it and, like, get extra shots, but, like,
Yum.
Oh, my God, it's so good. I mean, it's
really?
Cold.
Yeah.
But, like, you can drink that right now.
No, it's 80 degrees outside right now, so.
So, yeah, that's the tea, or the frap.
And that's the frap. I have my favorite fall drink / winter drink is a flat white, and I sub it with almond milk, and it's really good.
Mm.
It's, like, a mix between a latte and a cappuccino, I think, because I think that there's more espresso to milk. I could be making this up, but I'm, like, 99% sure.
No, I've seen their, like, photos where it's, like,
yeah.
the milk and then the espresso.
Yeah, but it's less foam than a cappuccino.
Oh.
So it's, like, a lot of caffeine, not that much milk. It's just really, it's really creamy, really good. And when you sub in the almond milk, it's good. And that's obviously a hot drink, so you drink it and get all cozy. And I love a good cappuccino, too. That's just, like, a really good
yeah.
drink to me. Yeah.
So yummy. I forget if we talked about this in person or
I think
podcast.
On the pod
yeah.
we did. Yeah.
Like, cappuccinos after dinner. Such
oh,
a vibe.
So good. So
oh.
good.
Well, we want to get into, like, clothing.
Oh, I love good fall fashion. I am running out of summer outfits. Like, I need the weather to transition.
I need, yeah. the same. I'm like, yeah. I just keep wearing the same tank top and, like, denim skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really need the weather to change.
And every time you go out, like, what do you even wear? I'm like, I'm still wearing tank tops. This is absurd.
I know.
Yeah.
This is genuinely absurd. Like, I can't, like, when we go out, like, when it gets colder, I just wear, like, a cropped turtleneck and, like, high-waisted jeans, and it's, like, a vibe.
Yeah, that is a vibe.
So I'm, like, waiting for that to happen uh-huh. so I don't have to worry about working out anymore. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my.
No, I'm, like, hoping.
Winter bod coming through.
Well, I'm, like, really excited because now that I'm, like, into Orange Theory, like, I can't wait to, like, be wearing all these frumpy clothes and, like, working out, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, I unveil this new person and when
I love that.
Spring,
I love
you know?
That. Yeah.
That's the goal, at least.
No, we have to keep it going over the winter because that's so many people
yeah.
fall off because it's so easy and you're just like, I'm cold. Like, I don't want to go. Or, like,
yeah.
you know, there's, I'm not showing my bathing suit body and, like, how.
Yeah,
no.
It's good to,
yeah.
like, strengthen over the winter so that
definitely.
When spring break happens, it comes up quick and then you're
it
like,
does.
Shoot.
It does.
But, speaking of sweaters, I was actually on Dote yesterday, and I, like, made, like, a fall folder or whatever, And my favorite places to buy sweaters in particular are Princess Polly, Zara, and Urban Outfitters. What about you?
I like Urban, too.
Urban's got some good sweaters, always.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying, like, right now, but, like,
some of my favorites?
Every year. Yes, and they last a while. Like, one of my favorite turtlenecks I've had for 3 or 4 years now, and it's, like, continually my favorite.
I really like Urban for sweaters. I never thought about Zara. I find it hard to shop at Zara, though.
Yeah, I'm dope. It's, like, kind of fun.
Do you prefer Zara online or in-store?
Online, I guess. I mean, I go in-store more, but it's really hard to find in-store.
I really struggle. No, but, like, no, actually, though, yeah, I do. I actually like, this is one of my favorite, like, all-time stores. It's called shoplovestreet.com.
She loves it. She always gets cute stuff, though.
And it's rather inexpensive. Like, I threw on just, like, a pullover. I'm not wearing it now because it's 80 degrees, but this morning when I was, like, studying, I was wearing this big sweater. I believe it was only, like, $40, which for a nice knit sweater, you just can't find them that price anymore. Like, unless, yeah. I guess Forever 21 has some good ones, too.
They do.
Yeah.
I forgot to add that.
Yes, that is some good ones.
I love Forever 21.
But then sometimes those are, like, kind of flimsy, like, not thick enough. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you have
about?
To, like, be able to tell online.
Exactly.
Like, what it is.
Yeah. So I really like that website. And you could always find coupon codes and stuff if you're, like, looking. And I like Urban, like you said. Forever 21, you can find good. Forever 21 online has been killing it. I haven't made an order.
Just go to, like, new arrivals and, like, you're in.
Yeah.
So, Brooke, tell me, what's your go-to fall outfit for during the day?
Oh, during the day? Like, are we talking about class or are we talking about, like, a nicer, like, dress-up day?
Well, I mean, I kind of dress up more when it gets colder out to class just because I can. But,
like,
yeah,
what, like
more, like, cuter, not for class.
Yeah, okay.
Or, like, whatever. What's your go-to fall day
outfit? This is, like, a day into night outfit because I feel like you just get more, like, cozier when you go out because we don't really bring jackets when we go out either, so it's, like, what you wear is kind of, like, what you get. So,
yeah, so I just wear, like, a thick sweater. But
yeah, my favorite combo is a sweater and a skirt. I think it's great because you get the long sleeve with the short sleeve, and then if you really want to spice that up even more, do a thigh-high boot with it.
And it keeps your legs warm.
Those keep your legs warm. They're so flattering. Like, I cannot.
They make your legs look so good.
So good. And just the skirt sweater combo, like, I just feel like it reminds me of, like, Gossip Girl, which I don't know if you're gonna bring
it. I just started rewatching it.
Yeah, I saw that, and I actually had a dream about Gossip Girl last night now that we're talking about it because you were talking about your dreams. So
yeah.
I think it's from me looking at your Insta story, like,
yeah,
being
no.
like, oh, what? Yeah.
I literally just, side note, tangent, I just started rewatching Gossip Girl for the fourth time, like, all the seasons. I always watch it in the fall.
So great. It's just, towards the end, I lose it. Like,
really,
you know, yeah, the beginning seasons are so amazing.
Like,
that
pure and amazing.
So pure.
And,
so pure.
Well, my ideal fall outfit, this is really during the day, is, like, a turtleneck sweater with jeans or, like, jeggings or, honestly, leggings. Sometimes I don't really care. And
same.
Booties, like, some good thick-heeled booties or thigh-high boots, obviously. And so if it's a turtleneck, which I usually like turtlenecks, I'll wear, like, a high pony or a top knot with it and then, like, some fun earrings, you know?
Oh, yeah. You love earrings.
I love earrings. And a hack. I always do this. When I wear turtlenecks and I'm, like, super pale, like, I don't care, I'll just put on super dark foundation because you can't see your neck.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, my gosh. I remember. Were we in New York and you did that?
I did that in New York and you couldn't tell. I mean, like, if my hand's next to my face, you can kind of tell. But literally, there's no other skin showing. And it's like, you don't even have to worry about getting a spray tan. Like, you're fine.
That's actually great. Yeah. And there's something special about, like, when you do then finally get tan in the winter because you're so pale for so long that, like, the rare occasion that you do self-tan or, like, do
spray
something,
tan,
like, I feel so good about myself.
Yeah,
so,
I end up getting a spray tan. It's kind of, like, low-key, but I'm, like, happy about it. Yeah.
It looks really good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So that's my ideal fall outfit, but I do have to go back on Brooke's, like, the going out outfit. I love that skirt and sweater idea.
Oh,
with
it's
the thigh highs.
So beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. So beautiful.
So beautiful. One of my other just fall essentials is definitely black leggings, though. Just, like,
oh, yeah.
Flare leggings. I love Splits 59
I was
leggings.
About to say the
so flattering.
They make your legs look
amazing.
Like, yeah. Oh, incredible. I saw one of my friends today wearing them in gray, and they were also really cute. So those are definitely great. I love yoga pants. Call me basic. Like, those, the Splits 59 basically are yoga pants, and I still love a good yoga pant. I think they do wonders for the butt. I think that, and then they flare out at the legs, so they really are, they're just really flattering.
Yeah. Speaking of flare, I've heard Show Me Your Moo jeans. Like, the flare jeans are really cute and fit well.
Really? I have Free People ones, and I love them.
Do you I want to get some new flare jeans, because mine from last year simply don't fit, so. But what also, when I got them, they were small, so, like, that's just not a good idea.
Like, yeah, no, you can't buy things, like, that are, like, a little too tight. I've made the mistake. And then you're like, oh, there's a little weight. I'll fit it. No,
doesn't happen. And they're, like, hella high-waisted, so it's just, like, a lot.
Free People is really good ones, though, and they're, like, because they're more like a jegging material, so, and they're high-rise. I think they're called the Float-On Flare. They flare.
I think they're just called the Float-On Flare.
I know. No, they actually are. That's what they're definitely called. They flare out, like, quite a bit, but they're really flattering on the legs.
Oh, yeah. And I'm also, think you're into this style, but, like, I'm still into, like, cabbie hats. I hope they're still in. Or just hats in general.
Yeah,
in the fall.
You're a hat gal, though.
I'm a hat gal. I can't really wear them in Athens. It's, like, really frustrating, to be honest.
Delaney was wearing one, though, at some point. Was she not? I feel like I have a strong... that was in New York.
Yeah, no, but I think she actually did wear a hat. I don't know.
I have a strong memory of, like, one of your friends wearing a hat recently, and I was like, bring it back. Let's see.
Bring it back. Yeah.
I just don't do hats because I just don't like my ears, but that's a personal problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't it weird how, like, insecurity, like, not that it impacts what you wear, but, like, it kind of does.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't really wear shorts, like, jean shorts, because of, like, I'm insecure with my legs.
Meanwhile, it's, like, no one actually cares. It's just, like, you put it on yourself. Like,
yeah,
you're,
it's all about how you feel. It's very important.
It's so true.
Where do you, are your thigh highs from Stuart Weitzman?
I have a pair from them, but I only wear those special occasions because I want to, like, preserve them.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of bummy. Like, I don't wear mine a lot because I don't want them to get dirty, but they're so good. I actually do have a pair of black thigh high boots that I got last year from Target when I, like, go out or if it's a game day because I don't want them to get messed up.
I think I have a pair from, like, Shoe Dazzle or Just Fab. I cannot pinpoint which one is.
TBT, yeah.
But they have really, really great ones too. And they look basically the same. I feel dumb for spending so much on that pair because I'm like, these legitimately look the same.
I know, isn't that crazy?
And then you could actually wear them out and like enjoy them. And they were like $30, so you don't care if you spill something on them.
I do
love
putting on my Stuart Weitzman though. Like, I feel like
for
it's
like
clean.
Thanksgiving or something.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for Thanksgiving. Even though when I go home for Thanksgiving, it's gonna be hot. But that's okay. You can't relate. Let's talk about fall vibes.
Fall vibes.
I see that you have a lot of fall vibes right now.
Yes. Okay. So my favorite, I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island. For those of you who aren't new to me or new to my channel, this is a podcast. Okay. I love fall in New York. It's definitely one of my favorite things. I went a few weeks ago and it was like barely fall vibes, but like right now I would say is prime. Like the leaves are turning. There is that crisp, there's that crisp feeling in the air, but just like the family traditions we have, we like put on the fireplace and like watch football and stuff, and it's just really cozy, and my mom makes such yummy food. I love when she like bakes fall treats and stuff.
When I visited you, I don't remember what time, I think it was in the summer, but like you just have like the best family, and like
this is so sweet.
You have a very, like, not in a bad way, like, a traditional feeling good family. Like, Like, I would, like, I feel like Thanksgiving with your family is, like, so, like, nice.
Well, we travel.
Right. That's
what we travel.
Okay, so, like, the holidays.
No,
like,
it is. Christmas, we do Christmas Eve at our house, and it's fantastic.
Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, your mom's, like, this cook, and your dad's just, like, your dad next door.
And he's, like, lighting the fire.
Yeah, like, I just see it now. Yeah. And, like, my family's kind of like that. I mean, we're all, like, really unique. But, like, living in Florida, like, it just kills the vibes, truly.
I'm sure. Danielle and I were younger, and I had, like, a place in Florida, and we'd visit you. Like, we'd always be, like, imagine, like, spending Christmas. Like, it was so warm. It was just absolutely insane to think about actually spending the holidays there. When you contrast, like, the cold to warm, it feels like, it felt like vacation. It didn't feel like holiday. How do you like get in that holiday vibe, you know?
It's well, my family is tradition every year, except for one year we didn't go.
We go to Christmas.
We go to Disney weekend before so Christmas, cute. And it like gets us. We stay at Fort Wilderness in the log cabins, and it's such a vibe. And it gets like a little bit cooler in Orlando, and it's just really nice. And they play music and going to Magic Kingdom for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas. It's the only really time I like to go to Disney. I know there's a lot of Disney fans out there, but living in Florida, I only just like to go for Christmas. But that's how we get in the vibe. But, like, it's so annoying waking up on Christmas and it's, like, 80 degrees. And it's, like, sunny. And we live on the water, so it just, like, doesn't even look any sort of Christmassy. But, you know, I'm very thankful for my life and, like, living in Florida. And it's really cool living in Athens now and, like, getting that vibe, like, right up until I go back home.
Love that. Except that I'm, like, the whole final season, I'm just in such a stressed out state. It's not a fall vibe.
That's not a fall vibe, for sure. Okay. I've been really into, like, going to coffee shops, too, lately. And, like, more and more now.
Really?
Because it just gets me more in, like, that fall mood.
Yeah. You bop around to, like, all the coolest ones, too.
There's a new one I want to try. Not new, but it's called Ironworks Coffee. It's, like, attached to, like, the hotel. I want to go.
I've been there. It's really cute. It's just, like, very, like, there's, like, all pictures on the wall, and it's very, like, homey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cute. It's literally in the lobby of a hotel.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But I heard it's, like, a good study of vibe.
It is a good study vibe, for sure. Cool. Yes. We love that. So, you have a trip coming up where you're going to, like, see some, like, fallness, right?
Oh, yes, I actually do. I'm really excited. My mom and I are going to Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm very, very excited. It's my Christmas gift to her from last year. I'm finally giving to her because it was the only weekend we could, like, figure it out. But, yeah, so she's flying up to Atlanta. I'm picking her up, and then we're driving, like, 2 or 3 hours to Asheville. And the foliage will be at its peak. It's, like, literally the season for it when we're there. We're going to, like, go to their nice spa. And I'm really excited.
That sounds so lovely. Like,
I'm really looking forward to it.
A little mom and me weekend. And your mom's the best. So that's so fun.
She's nice and calming. It'll be nice.
That's like it's like a spa weekend.
Yeah, because we're at the hotel we're staying at. They're, like, known for their spa. And every time we've gone, I haven't been 18. Because you have to be 18 and up to go to this spa. Like, they have, like, music that plays underwater. And it's, like, in a cave. So now that I'm 20, but we're going to go, and I'm really
excited
about it. That
sounds just so amazing, truly.
Yeah, and you're going on a little trip too.
I am. This was such a last minute decision. I was in the works, like, talking to my friends about it for a while. So I'm from Long Island, and I'm pretty much the only one out of all my friends from home who goes to school, like, super far away. All of them go to school, like, Connecticut or, like, upstate New York, or I don't really have anyone in New Jersey, but all, like, New York surrounding areas. And I have 3 friends that go to school. One goes to Quinnipiac University.
Whoa, that's a word.
Yeah. One of them goes to Sacred Heart University, and one of them goes to Marist. And they're all just, like, 3 schools in the north, and they're, like, a little bit smaller, but they're not, like, close to each other, but we're going to make it work. And they're, like, my best friends from childhood. It's Francesca, Mare, and Shan. Yeah. So I'm going to bop around. And Mare and Shan actually came here, so it will be fun to, like, experience. I can't believe I'm a senior in college and I've never visited them.
I know. When you posted that on your story, I was like, whoa, she's actually never been. I've never seen her grow.
Uh-huh. I think it's just because, like, the idea of, like, coming to Georgia is, like, more, like, hype than, like, me going there. Not a bad – like, I'm so excited about it. I think it's going to be really fun.
It's always fun exploring different college environments and how they do things.
Yeah, and I'll actually be able to, like, experience fall a little bit, too.
Yeah, and it's, like, your last year. You can, like, do it as, like,
friends. I know. And I always said I wanted to, so I literally just picked a weekend. I was like, hey, guys, I'm coming. And they were like, we'll make it work. Like, yeah.
Oh,
and that's the weekend after Halloween. Are you doing anything for Halloween?
No, my friends are, like, trying to figure out what we're going to be. We're not all being something together, but, like, me and, like, one person might match or whatever.
Ideas? Do you have
No, I have no ideas. I want to be, like, a celebrity, but I want to be a celebrity that people would, like, be like, oh, that makes sense. Like, I want to be, like, I won't be Cardi B, but, like, someone
that's
like that.
That's cool. I thought you were going to say, like, Kylie or something. I was like,
No, it's kind of overdone. Do you know what you're being?
No. So, we have, like, the tradition, obviously, before Georgia has this tradition where you go to this thing called, like, Frat Beach. It's in St. Simon's Island. And, like, for that, people dress up. But it's weird because Halloween falls on a Wednesday this year.
Yeah, a lot of my friends who go to the schools, they, like, go hard for Halloween. But I think since we have that the weekend before, no one really does anything here for Halloween except for, like, one night.
No, Halloween on a Wednesday is just, like, not. Because it's either Tuesday or Thursday here. Like, Wednesday is just, like, you chill night. Like, nothing happens on Wednesdays.
I have no idea what I'm going to be.
We were talking about maybe doing for the Georgia Florida thing, getting a huge group of us and doing, I've never seen Bring It On, but the second Bring It On, it's like Sharks and Jets. There's like, so they're cheerleaders, like, it's like, but they like they're like in competition with each other or something. Yeah, and we have like a pretty big group, so hopefully that works out. If not,
I think Mariah, her roommate, I think she needs to be Betty Cooper from Riverdale.
Oh my gosh,
tell her
Riverdale's a good costume idea. I didn't even think
you guys
about
could be that. You could be
Veronica.
Ugh.
I told Maddie that we should do the 2 Lizzie McGuires if we can't think of anything
else.
Oh,
like what Kenzie and Taylor did?
Yes.
That was so
because
good.
She's blonde on Brunette. So, like, I think that's a great costume idea.
Or
they won.
Betty Cooper and Veronica.
That's
and
a good one. I know.
I actually need to see that happen.
Would people actually, like, know what we were, though? Because I feel like with Lizzie McGuire, it's like, you get the mic and you, like, dress.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, if she was Betty Cooper with her ponytail and, like, wore a preppy outfit.
Yeah.
And you literally dressed like Blair Waldorf, I feel like you'd be fine.
Yeah.
That's what Veronica wears.
Yeah.
And it's so on brand. It's, like, so on trend
so
right now.
On brand.
And on brand.
That actually is really on trend. That's a great idea.
I really just want to see this happen.
I would love to.
But I won't be offended. It's okay.
Well, you can do something like pop culture like that too.
I know. Now I'm like thinking like characters. I've already done the whole Serena and Blair thing in high school. I don't know. Me and Delaney want to do it, but it's always hard because Delaney's just so much taller than me and like looks funky sometimes. So I don't know. To be determined. But Halloween. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We have trick-or-treaters coming to the KD house next week.
So cute. Yeah, that's, like, one of my favorite days. I love it so much. I'm old now, so I don't, like, go. But it's so fun. You, like, sit in the apartments and, like, give the girls
the candy. Excited.
And they come in. They dress up in the cutest outfits. Like,
can we just talk about trick-or-treating for a second? I miss it so much.
I miss it, too.
Like, I really miss it. Like, Halloween.
Halloween doesn't feel real at college, though. That's the problem.
Halloween hasn't felt real for me since, like, freshman year of high school, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, because you stop, like, doing the traditions.
Like, the holidays feel real for me still. Like, Christmas, all that.
But
like,
only after school ends.
Oh, yeah. Finals. I mean, actually, I play, like, Christmas music a little bit.
Me too, but it's not real to me. I'm like, oh, I don't have a holiday break. What? Like, I'm still working.
Yeah. No, I know. Ugh. Oh, I love this time of year.
I
know.
I love it. What, do you have a favorite, like, Halloween candy? I'm a big, candy.
You like candy. I'm not a huge candy gal, but I really like Nerds. I like sour candies.
Oh, ew, that's an unpopular opinion.
Well, I guess they don't really give those at, I like Sweet Tarts.
They give it trick-or-treating.
What's your favorite candy?
They give you a little box. I like Kit Kats.
Okay, I like
Kit Kats. I like a, just a traditional like Hershey bar. I'm a plain gal.
I really like Dove chocolates. Not that they really give those
so
out
good,
on Halloween, but I'm a fan.
Being allergic to peanuts like restricts a lot of my Halloween candy because I feel like Reese's. Because
Reese's. I say both.
I say them interchangeably.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Well, they pass those out a lot, or they pass out like Snickers and stuff. And I remember as a kid, I'd be like, "You guys can just take this." Like when we do like the little trade bit, I'd be like, "I literally can't even eat this. This is so annoying."
Imagine like little broccoli.
Like eye roll. Or it's the worst. The worst is when they don't let you pick. Like they give you the bowl and they're like, "Oh, here you go," and they like pick for you. It's like
what if I wanted the lollipop? Like,
beep. I can't eat that.
I know.
Throwing the beep with the proper.
I know.
Actually, though, yeah. Or, like, with the people that would give you, like, the pretzels or, like.
I low-key liked that. Or, like, give me some Chex Mix and, like, we're good.
Really?
Or Oreos. It was, like, or, like Goldfish. Oreos. Oh, I'd get so hyped. Like, give me a Goldfish box or bag. Like,
did you ever get, like, pennies? I went to one place that they
didn't.
No,
I never got that. My friends got, like, dollar bills. And I was, like, whoa, that's kind of cool.
Do you want to hear how extra my family is, like, what we give out?
Yes, I do.
We give out full-size candy bars. We are legitimately.
We did that 1 year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Except we did it wrong. Like, we were, like, trick-or-treating, too. So my dad left out a bowl of Hershey chocolate bars, and like we came back and they were all gone, and like we don't have a lot of kids in our neighborhood, so someone just took them all.
No, you have to stand. My parents stand at the door.
So is it Hershey chocolate bars?
They do like the mix, so it's like, you know, like the M&M pack, and like there's definitely Snickers in there, and like you
know. So not full bars.
No, they are full bars, but you get them at Costco, and it's like a pack of like it's like a.
Oh, okay.
It's like the pack.
Like, do they give out like
at your high school football games? Did they ever sell candy? Okay, like, at mine they do, and, like, people just go to Costco. Do you have Costco?
Big Costco.
Oh, okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, definitely.
So you, like, go to Costco and just get, like, this pack, and it's just, like, a pack of assorted candy, full-size bars, and it's, like, yeah.
Nice. Wait, you mean at concession stands?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I didn't clarify. Like, but at the football games and stuff.
Yeah,
or at the basketball games, like, wherever. And, like, people get, like, the big pack of, like, Lay's chips and stuff, too,
yes,
and, like, sell those.
Of course. Yes, I understand now.
Yeah.
I fully understand what you
are
saying.
But my parents, a little hack, they take advantage of the they are so annoying. They take advantage of the, like, return policy, so they get, like, a bunch of bags because we have a pretty high-density, like, trick-or-treating neighborhood where we're at.
I'm so jealous. We do not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess, yeah,
old
you're
people.
Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. And we all grew up together, my neighbors, so now there's like no youngins. Yeah.
Sad.
It's like my neighbors are like, "We miss you being little." And I was like, "That's fair." Sorry, continue.
We take advantage of the return policy, so they like overbuy, making sure that there's enough, and then they return the rest. Because Costco is a great return policy.
I love it. We love Costco.
We
I love
a
Costco.
Deal. Yeah, no, it's great. They're really extra, though.
It's my dad and I's tradition to go. Like, whenever I'm home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys do have one.
Yeah, like before college every year, and I don't know, just like stuff.
Just like traditions. We love a family tradition.
And I don't know about you guys, but Brooke and I like listen to music like for fall. Like there are certain types of music I like to listen to in the fall. I mean, I still love me some like rap, hip hop, EDM, but like there's certain like little playlists and songs I want to talk to you guys about, and Brooke's got some too.
I think it just slows down. Like the tone slows down a little bit.
Like for some reason I'm not like, don't kill me guys, but I'm not a huge Ed Sheeran fan. But for some reason in the fall I like to listen to his one album that I don't remember the name of. It's with the orange title. It's with the orange cover, I mean.
Oh, his,
it's
like, got, like, first one?
A-Team. It's the A-Team
yeah,
album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I listened to that in the fall in, like, middle school. And, like, now I only...
Plus. That was...
Plus. Okay, yeah. I love to listen to
that. That album reminds me of junior year of high school, like, so vividly. Isn't that freaky when, like, it brings you back? No, it's from 2011, so it's, like, old.
Okay, but you just listened to it junior year of high school.
I listened to it junior year when I first got my license. That's how I... Yeah.
It's so weird how you, like, resonate songs with, like, times in your life.
It's yeah. Crazy. No, it's crazy. I like Ed Sheeran, too, but... Sometimes it's really depressing. Like, when I want to cry, I listen to Ed Sheeran. Do you have, like, an artist that you, like, cry to?
No, I just have, like, playlists that I cry to. Like, there's literally one on Spotify called Cry To or something.
Oh, there's one called, like, Terrible Day or something. Like, this is so depressing. I'm so sorry.
And it's funny because, like, people can see what you're listening to on Spotify.
Oh, it's so funny. And then people, like, text you, like, you good, sis? Like, yeah I've had that happen.
I've texted you before about something. I was like, oh, my God.
I also, like, I'm an Aries, so I'm, like, very... aggressive with my mood, so if I'm in a good mood, I post about it. If I'm in a bad mood, I post about it. So, like, that's a personal problem I think I have.
No, I love it. Like, I know when Brooke's not in a good mood, she, like, posts, like, inspirational quotes on Twitter.
Yeah, because I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Like, get up.
No,
yeah.
I love it. You had a really good one today. Like, when you're in a bad mood, just, like, look at your past memories and, like, how good they were.
I had people writing back that that makes them more depressed, though, because they're like...
Sometimes I have to be in the right mood to look at, like, my time hop or stuff like that, because, like, then I'll miss it.
I feel that. But at the same time, though, like, I was just looking, like, old, like, goofy pictures I posted with, like, my friends that I'm obviously still friends with, and I was like, this is fun. But yeah. I guess if it's, like, a weird time in your life, maybe, then who knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Just tips. Well, my music choices. I really like The Neighborhood. That's, like, I don't really listen to, like, music like that either, but that's such a fall vibe to me.
It's too cold.
Yes.
Sweater weather.
The playlists that Spotify generates for fall are fantastic.
Seriously. I also love Katie Bilotti's playlist she just made called Cider and Sweater Weather. She's got a lot of, like, jazz on it.
Ooh.
And my friend Delaney made a playlist called Jazzy. And it's just, like, Frank Sinatra, Etta Jones, or Etta James, whatever her name is, Ella Fitzgerald, all that. And, like,
that's, like, fun. I like that.
Yeah. And I just have to say... I'm obsessed with the soundtrack to All the Boys I've Loved Before. Like, that movie, I remember really liking the music during the movie. So, the other day, I just kind of, like, looked up, like, the soundtrack to that movie. And the songs are so fall vibes.
I need to
listen to the soundtrack. Yeah, I need to play some songs for you after. They're not all amazing, but some of them are, like, good for fall.
I also really like, this is kind of, like, an all-time mood, but Old Black Bear.
Yes, Black Bear. That is very fall.
It is, like,
IDGAF. IDFC.
Whatever. Yeah, or yes. I miss the old you. All those ones
Do
are
Re
so. Oh, yeah. They're, like, really, really good.
Oh, oh, God. There's so many. Juicy Sweatsuits.
Oh,
or whatever
yeah.
that one is.
This album, Dead Roses 2015. Yeah, that was a good. I mean, these are sad. I don't know why. Like, it brings out, like, sad music. Do you feel
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but it's more, like, somber. It's not, like, sad.
No,
it's just,
no.
like.
It's like feels.
Mellow.
Like in your feels.
Yeah. Feels. But not like when I say feels, I mean like
Drake.
What a boyfriend. Or like, well, yeah.
No,
like
but
Drake.
But it is kind of like feelsy though, because it's always about like love. And I'm like, I can't relate, but I like this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Definitely.
I also just, when I went to Black Bear on Spotify, it suggested G-Nash or Nash, whatever.
Definitely.
So great, great fall vibes. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so true.
We need to make playlists. This needs to happen.
No, I used to be such a playlist maker, and I just haven't had
time. You fell off, yeah. You really have to be, like, engaged in the new music community to be, like, actively making playlists. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But, yeah. Oh, I'm also really excited because I've never been, but we have this place near Athens where they have, like, a corn maze and, like, a pumpkin patch.
I want to come. I do want to come to
that.
Oh,
yeah. I want to go. So, I didn't even say this, but Morgan, Yates, and Kenzie Elizabeth are coming to Athens this weekend.
I can't believe it. We beg our YouTube friends to come all the time.
And, like, I can't believe they're actually coming.
I know. It's so exciting. This is, well, Morgan's come before, I guess, but.
Mm-hmm. Kenzie's never been. She, like, wants to see our life here.
Aw, and, like, meet all of her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cute. Yeah.
I'm, like, literally so hype about it. So, me and Brooke are going to take them on the town.
Take them out on the town.
Yeah. I think that's really all we had for like our favorites. Oh, I also love North Campus at UGA in the fall in specific. For any of you UGA students, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's just extra pretty.
If you're touring any college, I would recommend going in the fall because yeah, I think you get a really good feel for the campus no matter where it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, except you'll just fall in love with all of them.
Yeah, the North beautiful, the South beautiful. Like every area of the country in the fall time has its like specific beauty.
Yeah, except for Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Florida's great in like the spring. I don't even know. It's just always so hot.
Well, you go and you get a real honest feel for how it is. So.
Yeah, you get a real honest
feel. Okay, so let's go ahead and hop into some questions on our Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast. So please go ahead and submit your questions. Every week we do a little like poll. Like we post on our Instagram story. Yeah, that's the best feature that Instagram has ever created. So thank you, Instagram, if you're listening
to us. Oh, yeah. I love this question. Alina asks, how to not feel trapped in your house during the cooler months?
Ooh.
I like that because there are times, like we were talking about, you know, it's nice to be lazy in the cold and stuff, but sometimes it just like keeps you in. And I think one excuse is just popping on a cute sweater and walking to get yourself some coffee or, you know, doing something fall related, like going to a haunted house or something like that. That's what I think of.
I think in the north, it's really hard too, because like the snow is obviously a physical restriction for most people. So I like to just like try to get outside in any way that I can, even if it's just for a little part of the day, just to like literally putting on like a really warm coat and like admiring the beauty. You're like, when I was younger, I'd walk and meet up with friends and stuff. And I think that's really good because I know that it is kind of hard. Like when you get stuck in the house for multiple days.
I think it's also like for me, like if I feel warm in the cold, I'm fine. So like if you put on a good amount of layers and you walk around, like you can have a good time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Just trying to get out, be safe. Obviously driving when it's like really cold is very dangerous. So just try to be as safe as you possibly can. But at the same time, you know, make good use or, you know, utilize FaceTime, make yourself a cup of coffee and FaceTime.
Or just stay on in, you
or
know?
Or just stay.
If I had a fireplace, I would just sit in front of it all day.
Oh, it's so beautiful at home. I love it. Roaring fire. I'm like envisioning myself like sitting in front of the fire, like with the TV on.
I'm about to get myself a fake fireplace. I always use, during the holidays, I put on the Yule log on YouTube. So it puts Christmas music, but like there's also ones that just have flame. Maybe I'll just start doing that
with
this
week. Yeah.
It's like a good ambiance.
Uh-huh.
The Abigail Martin asks, favorite Thanksgiving food? Oh, this got me hungry. I'm ready for dinner.
You go first because you celebrate like traditional Thanksgiving.
Do you not? Oh, I didn't know this.
For the past, like, 4 years, we haven't.
Oh, you're going to have to explain this because we keep bringing it up.
Okay.
So, my favorite Thanksgiving food, for the most part, we do it at my house and, like, whatever family members that live in Florida come. There's not a lot of them. They all live in New York. But honey-baked ham, big fan. I don't love turkey. I can't lie. Unless it's, like, the really dark meat. Mashed potatoes, green beans, and cornbread. Oh, and just like a good dinner roll. That's like my favorite.
Oh, yum. Ugh, I love croissants as a dinner. Oh, yeah, we do that for Christmas. So basically for the past like 4 years or so, my family, instead of opting for like traditional Thanksgiving, we do a trip just because my brother's really busy with school. So that's one of the only times that he can get off. I get a full week off of college, which is extremely rare. And then my family can take off because it's like the holiday season. So like my mom's business is really seasonal. So they don't work that week of Thanksgiving anyways. My dad is kind of flexible. So it just like lines up with our schedule to travel. Then we love to travel. And we've been to obviously great places. It's only a 5-day getaway usually by the time we like end up going. We went to Cancun. Was it last year or 2 years ago now? I think that was 2 years ago.
Where'd you go last year?
Am I actually okay? Where did I go last year? But this year we're going on a Caribbean cruise, and I am quite excited about it. I love a cruise, especially now that I'm 21. Sorry to keep saying this, but like,
I am really excited. We went on a cruise 1 year for Thanksgiving. It was really weird, I have to say, but like, just like being somewhere else on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Is what I mean. But
and you like really don't eat, you don't eat like traditional Thanksgiving food though. Yeah, like they don't serve it.
Yeah, you know? We ate at like a French restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm eating duck. What is this?
We went to Italian and we went to Florida last year. I totally forgot. We visited like basically where you live, like Tampa area.
Oh, yeah, but we just didn't see each other for some reason.
No, because we were only there for the day. We went to Disney for like half the time.
I remember.
Yes. We just love to, you know, get out of New York. Also because they're starting to get the cold weather, so they're like, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I was talking to my aunt on the phone today. It's her birthday, and she said it's like really rainy and cold in Long
Happy
Island
birthday.
On Long Island today.
Really?
Yeah, she lives in Babylon, so I don't know. Yeah, she said it was really
sad. Yeah, it looks like it's cold at home right now. Ooh, they have like on Thursday it's a high of 48. It's already getting really cold.
I want to visit her just to experience it, but it'll get cold here soon.
We're like out of weekends. I did you look ahead of your calendar? Like
I have no weekends. Someone like asked me to do, I forgot what it was, and I was just like, I literally don't have like it's gonna have to wait till the spring, honey boo.
I can't believe it. The semester is actually flying.
I know. It's like getting close to the end of October, and like I swear yesterday everyone was tweeting, I can't believe September's over.
Ugh, I'm stressed.
It is so, so weird, but we deal. What's your favorite show to watch in the fall? Gossip Girl.
You know Gossip Girl for you. I don't really have, like, a show. I always watch new shows, though, because it's hard for me to rewatch.
Yeah, I know. I just, like, forget, and then I'm like, I'm going to watch it again.
I love, like, starting a new show. What am I even watching? Oh, I'm watching The Bold Type right now. Have you watched it yet?
What are you watching it on? That, like,
Hulu.
I need to get a Hulu because I watched, like, 2 episodes, and then it, like, my trial ended for some website.
Spotify student. You get free Hulu.
You didn't. I literally need to do that. Oh, my God. Yeah, The Bold Type is so good.
It really is. I was expecting it to be, like, a traditional, like, well, what, ABC Family Freeform show, like a little corny acting, because it wasn't Pretty Little Liars.
Yes, I think it was.
That's kind of a fall vibe show.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. It's kind of scary sometimes.
It's spooky, yeah.
Spooky season.
But I felt like the acting on that show wasn't, like, super impressive to me. But this show, I feel like it's really created very well, and it's, like, realistic, and it actually makes me, like, excited for adulthood, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, weird. So I've been liking that show lately.
I know we kind of talked about this before we started recording, but a lot of people are asking thoughts on the Jake Paul series. I know it's not really fall vibes, but I feel like we should touch on it. I watched the first few just because I don't really know much about Jake or Logan, and, like, I just got so tired of it. I was like, Jake Paul wasn't even in it until, like, the 5th episode, and I just feel like you really can't tell someone that they are a sociopath. Like, I don't know. Like, they're just kind of, like, assuming. It's actually funny, though. The psychologist that's in all the videos, like, we've met her. Like, we've done panels with her at Playlist Live.
Really?
Yeah, she's the one that, like, leads all of them. But, I mean, I love Shane Dawson, and I'm not, like, trashing him at all, but it's just getting old, I feel like. What about you, Brooke?
I only watched the first episode. I only watched the first episode, and I saw all those tweets that were, like, Shane Dawson, like, woo, like, did you see all the tweets that were, like, making fun of, like, how dramatic it is? And it's, like, end next dramatic pause.
He lives,
like,
for that.
That's actually, I just felt like it's over-dramatized, but I think that he's so incredible, like, an incredible creator, visionary, etc. Like, his ideas are stellar. It's just a lot for me.
Yeah, I'm just, like, never been a fan of the Paul brothers, and I don't really care about them that much.
Same.
But I'm just like, let's do, like, a Kardashian or something. I don't know.
Yeah, or let's do someone that, like, we can actually get behind at the end of it. Like, Jeffree Star, I feel like at the end of it, you were like, okay, like, I actually like you as a human.
Yeah, definitely.
Versus these people, it's like, I hate you less. From what I've heard, that's the conclusion.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So I guess our last question will be a light one. Are you carving pumpkins this year?
We should. I don't have any plans to. Do you?
I know. No, I don't. Well, I was wondering because you're living in a house now.
Do you want to come over and carve pumpkins? That could be fun.
Yes, let's do it.
And you've never come over. So
I've literally never been inside your house.
We should, because then we could take, like, pics and stuff.
Yes.
That would be cute.
Yes, yeah. There's this tweet going around of, like, this little smile on the pumpkin, and it's actually kind of cute.
We should actually do that.
Yeah, I haven't carved pumpkins since being home, just because I'm not trying to do it in my apartment and, like, whatever. But I feel like if you live in a house, it's more ideal.
It's a lot of work, too, because you have to, like, really, like, go at it. Yeah, like, hack at it.
Like. Yeah, but it is, like, if you have, like, good music on and candles,
that's
and, like,
cute.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe we will, guys. Stay tuned.
Oh.
I mean, we're going. If you come with us to Washington Farms, there is a pumpkin patch there. So we could, you mean Kenzie Gorman.
Potentially.
And, yeah.
They do hack the prices of pumpkin patches. They, like, make the pumpkins more expensive rather than if you just get them at, like, Trader Joe's.
I know. I might get a mini one tonight at Trader Joe's.
I'm literally turning it to my mother. Like, everything I say, I'm like, that is so my mother. It's so dangerous.
No, it's crazy.
Do you do the same?
I find myself. Yes, it's weird. It's really weird. Things that I used to literally make fun of her for.
Uh-huh.
Doing, and I'm like, I need to go.
That's actually, like, so annoying of me to say. Like, we went to a pumpkin patch when I was in New York, and she was like, oh, you can't buy the pumpkins here. They're stupid expensive. And I'm like, you're actually.
Just take photos here.
Yeah, like, actually.
No, it's crazy. And I feel like both you and I, like, I never used to admit this, but I feel like now I do think I look like my mom, and you definitely look like your mom.
For sure.
We're mini-me's of our moms.
This is a good thing, though, because both of our moms are beautiful, so,
yeah, so our moms
take it as a compliment.
Yeah,
I take it as a compliment.
I take it as a compliment, too. I just, like, still, I only see it in some moments. Like, the other day, my friend who doesn't even know my mom that well was like, you just look like your mom, and I was like, that's weird.
I've gotten that, too, recently. They're like, you look like Adina in this pic or something. I'm like, that's
you do
freaky.
Look alike. It's crazy. Like, when you go smile, I'm like, whoa.
Ew, we're old.
Well, it's 4:45. We got dinner at KD at 5. We're probably going to sign out soon. I'm so hungry, though. I've been, like, living off nothing today, so going to Orange Theory after. Also, shout out Maggie McDonald. She's been listening to our podcast, and she was like, you guys make me want to go to Orange Theory because you always talk about it in your podcast.
Love it.
So shout out
you. Positive influence. I think it's fun to try new workout classes, so give it a try even if you...
Yeah. Oh, also, update, guys. I didn't do the bike the other day. I power walked.
I'm so proud.
And then I ran at the last All Out, and it was really fun.
All Out.
I know. I just said that.
No,
All Out.
No, it's fun to run, especially when, like, the beat drops and the music. You're like, yes, I was don't
like, and get Chris at me. Chris has great music.
Yeah, he does have good music.
So, yeah, just a little update on Orange Theory for you guys. We always talk about it.
And you're going tonight. Good for you.
Well, I have to. I eat, like, crap this weekend. And I have a stat test on Wednesday, so I really can't go tomorrow. And today's my only day.
Oh, so mood. Okay.
Mood.
But so thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This just got me in a good mood. Fall vibes. We're going to walk outside in humidity, but that's okay.
We were both saying that we were in, like, a weird mood, so hopefully this uplifted some of your spirits if you're, like, not feeling today.
Yeah, we were both just, like, she just took a test. I'm, like, my head hurts. And we were just, like, you know what? Every time we sit down to record, we're in a good mood.
And now we're going to go and, like, see our friends and socialize. So, thanks again for listening. Be sure to rate us on iTunes and subscribe. Yes,
follow us at Gals on the Go Podcast on Instagram. I will have a link to buy tickets to meet me.
I'll buy a ticket.
Come to the State U Orlando event. It should be a good time. And yeah, go Dogs.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully we have a bye week this weekend, but hopefully we beat Florida. For any of you UF fans, I'm sorry you're going down. Go Dogs.
And we'll chat with you guys next Wednesday.
Yes. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.